This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We're continuing in Masechet Nedarim Daf HaShavua. We're learning Masechet Nedarim Daf Yud Amud Beis. We just said, what's the reason they made kinuyim for Nedarim and Karbanos and Nazirus and Shvua? Because we're afraid if you use the word Karban, you're going to come to say Karban Lashem, then you're going to come to say Lashem, and then you're going to stop short, and you're going to say Hashem's name in vain. V'tanya, the last words on Yud Amud Aleph. The last words on Yud Amud Aleph. V'tanya, we learned in a Raisa. Reb Shimon Oymer. Minayin Shelo Yoymer Adam. How do we know a person shouldn't say Lashem Oyla? Tahashem is an Oyla. Lashem Mincha. Lashem Toida. Lashem Shlamim. But instead, Oyla Lashem. Mincha Lashem. Toida Lashem Shlamim. Tamad Loymer. Karban Lashem. Dafka Karban Lashem. This way, because if you're going to say Lashem Karban, who knows what could happen? Maybe the person will pass away, and it will be Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatala. Says Gemara V'Kavu Chaymer. Umaze Shaloi Neskavein Ela Lahazger Shem Shemayim Ala Karban. If this guy, he was only Mechavein to say Hashem's name on a carbon. He didn't have Kavanah to say Hashem's name in vain. He just had Kavanah to say Hashem's name on a carbon. Amro Torah, the Torah says, Karban Lashem. Davka, first carbon, then Lashem. Levatola alachas v'kama v'kama. To say Hashem's name, Levatola, all the more so. Now, so therefore, we say these kinuyim, kainam, we say Kainach, Kainais. This way you don't say Karban and you end up saying Lashem. It's interesting, in Megillas Rus, the Chassam Sofer says, well, if you shouldn't start off with Hashem's name, why do we say Shalom Aleichem? Shalom is the name of Hashem. So they're masakin that you greet your friend with Hashem's name Shalom. But you should say Aleichem Shalom, Aleichem Shalom. Why? Because in the Zuchus, that you're being Makdim Shalom to your friend, you won't die after you said the word Shalom. But your friend, he's the second guy out. He's just responding. He doesn't have that Zuchus. So he has to say Aleichem Shalom. In other words, why doesn't he say Shalom Aleichem? Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem. You know, I say good morning. You don't say morning good. You say also good morning. So Shalom Aleichem is a zuchus, so you won't pass away. The responder, though, he has to say Aleichem Shalom. Okay, says Gemara, says the Ran. Nope, no Ran. Lema Ketanoi, let us say that the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish of what kinuyim are. Rabbi Yochanan says, Lashon Umais. Rabbi Shlakish says, Lashon Shabadul Hem Chachamim. Let us say that this is a machloikis tanoim. Why? Beishamai Oimrim, Beishamai says, Kinuye Kinuyim Asurin. What if it's not a nickname? What if it's a nickname of a nickname? So instead of Koinam, it's Koimanam or something like that. What about a nickname of a nickname? So Beishamai says, Kinuye Kinuyim are Asur. Beisol Oimrim, Kinuye Kinuyim Mutar. My love, what's the machlekes? Manda Amar Kinuyim, Kinuyim Asurin. They hold Kosavar, Kinuyin Lashinumaisin. It's a foreign language. So since it's a foreign language, so the nickname of the nickname is also some kind of, you see, we asked before if it's a foreign language, then of course it should be effective. What's the chiddush? The answer is it's a foreign language, it's somewhat slangy. So kinuye kinuyim are even slang of the slang. You know, they only speak it that way in the hood. So kinuyim are just a regular slang, and kinuyim are really full slang. So Beishamai says there that kinuyim are a lashon of the umos ha'olam, and kinuyim likewise would be usher. And Beis Hillel says no, kinuyim the sulamanda amar kinuyim asur and holds kinuyim lashon umos ha'olam. Ulamanda Amar Mutarim, and Beisol says, Kinuye Kinuyim El Mutar, Kesavar Lashin Shabbat Halem Chachamim. The Kinuyim are a language the rabbis made up. They invented it. And they only invented kinuyim. They never invented the kinuye kinuyim. So Gemara loy, the kuliyama kinuyim lashon umasim. Everyone says that it's the language that is a foreign language. And the question is, like, how significant is this slang of the slang? How many people are really speaking it? Beishame savri, bahani nami mishtar. Beishame says enough people are speaking in the kinuye kinuyim. Nami mishtay umais. Beishilo savri, that bahani loy mishtay umais. This language, the umais are not speaking. Vibayseima, and if you want, you could say, Beishame savri, Beishame holds, gazrinan, maybe really, no one's speaking it. But Beishamai holds, we're goyzer, kinuye, kinuye, mishum, kinuye. Even though nobody's speaking it and it really should not be effective, we make a gzera of kinuye, kinuye, atu, kinuye. Beis Hillel Savri, loy gazrinan, kinuye, kinuye, mishum, kinuye. Says the Ran, Beis Hillel Savri, hachi loy mishtoi umais. Beis Hillel say, no, the umais don't speak this slang. Kolemer, da afilu mishtoi, hachi. Even if some do speak it, it's not that they're arguing in Metzias, but Beis Hillel holds, even if some speak it, less say me ikar lashain. They don't speak it as a primary language. Ela deminayu mishtab shibachi. Some people, they have a corrupt version. Velav lishnahu, it's not a language. Vekaimelon k'Rav Yochanan, they hold like Rav Yochanan, da amar lashain umaisheim. They hold like Rav Yochanan, it says that it's a language of the umais. Vekaimelon nami, the kinuye kinuyin mutarin. We also paskin that kinuye kinuyin are mutar, like Beis Hillel. Right? So we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's the lashon of the umais, and we hold kinuye kinuyim are mutar. That's how we paskin. Because at first the Gemara wanted to say, they argue whether it's lashon, Beis Hillel says it's lashon shabadul hem chachamim. No, everyone says it's Lashon Umais, which fits into Rabbi Yochanan, who we paskin like. And we also hold Kinuye Kinuyim is Mutter. So even though some Goyim speak that, but it's not, they don't speak it as an Iker language. Fine. The Gemara continues. Hechi Dami, Kinuye Kinuyim. What is an example of Kinuye Kinuyim? Which is somewhat difficult. What do you mean, what's an example of Kinuye Kinuyim? Who cares? Kinuye Kinuyim are Mutter. Only Beis Shammai says kinuye kinuyim are aser. Unless you say, look, you know, when Mashiach comes, we're going to pass on like Beis Shammai, so we need to know. Lamaisa, that's, some say that's somewhat relevant to Chanukah, that there are certain things on Chanukah that we do that we're concerned for Beis Shammai. And, for example, just in the Kavanos of, let's say, the second bracha of some say one is mechavein in that bracha to do the mitzvah like Beis Shammai, and there might be an idea on Chanukah which is like a chinuch of the gula hasida, so Beis Shammai plays an even more important role. If you remember the Gemara in Shabbos, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara says the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and the Gemara says there were two chachamim and sidon, one did like Beis Shammai, one did like Beis Hillel. So, and the Rif brings that down, la halacha. One did like Beis Shammai, one did like Beis Hillel. Why would the Rif bring that down? So the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Bir Halacha that even though we always paskin like Beis Hillel, but that's by halacha. But this is a question about Mahadran. It's not my Ikar Hadin. So for that, you could go like Beis Shammai. See, there might be an idea that for Ner Chanukah, certain ideas of Beis Shammai are taken into account, even though some say the whole Chanukah is Rosh Tevois, Ches Neirois v'Halacha k'Beis Hillel. Okay, in any event, the Gemara wants to know, what does Kinuye Kinuyim? Hechi Dami Kinuye Kinuyim? Din Adarim. Tani Rav Yosef. So, Koinam would be Mekan Mina, Koinach would be Mekan China, and Koinas would be Mekan Sina. Hechi Dami Kinuye Kinuyim Decherem. Tani mafsha'a, charakim, cherek, charachim would be cherech, charafim, cheref, kinuye, kinuyim, dinaziros, tani rabbi Yosef, mechazkana, minnazachna, mafichna. So in other words, nazik, naziach, paziach becomes Mechazkina, Menazchina, Mefichna. Yiboylehu Mifchizana. What about that? Mai. Mitchizana mai. Mitazana mai. Amalei Ravin Ravashi. Kinma mai. What about kinma? Do you mean kainam kamar? Or do you mean kinamon besam? Or do you mean cinnamon? Does the guy mean to make a nether? Or does the guy mean cinnamon? Amalei Rav Achabed Rav Chil Ravashi. Kina mai. Do you mean kina shel tanagoylam, a chicken nest? Kamar, oidilma, lashon dekainam. Or maybe it's a lashon of cherem. It's a lashon of kainam. Says Gemar, tibai. Remember what tibai meant? In Nedarim, tibai is teku. The question stands. And the Tosva said, tibai is a lishna de Nedarim shani. Kinuyin de Shvua Echidam. What would be Kinuyin of Shvua? Shavuel, Shavusiel, Shekukael. Says Gemara, Shavuel? Shvuel ben Gershon Mashma. That's the guy's name. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's son. Ela Shavuvael, Shavusiel, Shekukael. So that's the Bach takes out the word mahu. Amar Shmuel, Amar Ashivta Layamar Klum. If you said Ashivta, that's meaningless. Ashkika Layamar Klum. Karinsha Layamar Klum. Weiter. Nadar b'moihi. If you made a neder by Moshe, hare elu kinuyin. Tanya, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, ha'omer b'moihi, if you said by Moses, lo yamar klum. Only b'momasa da amar mohi, by the vow that mohi made, hare elu kinuyin l'shvua. That is a kinoy for a shvua. Let's see the Ran. Says a holy Ran on top. Ubeis hilo savri, Hachi loy mishtai umais. Goyim don't. Okay, that we saw. Tanya Rishim Gamli Omer, Nader b'mayil Omer klum. B'momasa da Omer moi hare elu kinuyin l'shua. V'hachi perusha d'Rav Shim Gamli. V'hachi perusha. D'Rav Shim Gamli l'frushi mas nisanasi. He's coming to explain the Mishnah. D'chi katani Nader b'mayil loy da Omer b'mayil b'chod. When it says Nader b'mayil, it's not where you just said moihi alone. Ela da Omer b'mumasa da Omer moi. The vow that Moi took, Kolamer b'shvua shenishba Moshe, kedachsev vayoyal Moshe, la sheves esoish, mishim hachi tnan. Therefore, we learned in the Mishnah, nadar b'moi. You made a neder in Moi. The ilu amar shvua shkuka b'moi. Therefore, the Mishnah said, nadar b'moi. Remember, we said the Ran said he's going to explain this later, and here it is. We're talking about kinuyim of shvua. So why would it say nadar b'mohi? We're not talking about nadarim, we're talking about shvuas. The answer is, if it would say shvua shkuka b'mohi, hayamashna d'amar mohi b'chud. That would be mashna. If all you said was mohi, that would also be a shvua. Mishamachi t'ran nadar. Lashmina d'v'inan sheyazkir nidroi shel Moshe. It's not enough to say Moshe's name, you have to say the vow of Moshe. But you don't have to use the word nadar. Of course you could use shvua. We're talking about a shvua. But you can't just say mohi. The be'inon sheyaskir nidroi shel Moshe dahainu shvua dahainu dekamar Rav Shim Gamliel b'mumasa da'amar mohi. Okay, now we're just going to read the final Mishnah, and we'll explain it with the Ran Bez Hashem next week on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. It's a very short amud. Let's just read the Mishnah. We'll explain it more fully on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Ha'omer loich lechulen. One who says lechulen sha'oichalach. To not chulen that I'm going to eat from you. That's equivalent to the Bach has a Geras even loichulen. Or loikasher. What this food that you're that I have is not kosher. Now, this is a new process. The first Mishnah talked about yadais, a half of a statement. Then we talked about kinuyin, nicknames. Now we're talking about a full neder, but it's called hatfasa, where you're not making the neder directly and saying this item should be asr b'neder. You're referencing another thing which is asr b'neder, and you want that to extend to the permitted food. So omer lo ichulen, that which I'm eating should not be chulen she'oichalach, or lo kasher, the lo dachi, or not pure, or tahar. Really, the gersa it should say not tahar. Vitame, or you say it should be tame, or noisar, or like leftover kachim, upigol, or kachim that was brought with improper kavanos. Asur, or you say it should be, then in all these cases, asur. They're asur. Keimra, that it should be like the sheep of kachim. Hareo like keimra, like of the tamidim. Kedirim, like the animals of in the corral that are designated for karbanos. Ke'itzim, like the wood of the pyre of the mizbeach. Ke'ishim, like the fires of the mizbeach. Ke'mizbeach, ke'heichal, ke'rushalayim. Nadar be'echad mikom isham she'am mizbeach, one who made a neder, invoking any of the appurtenances of the mizbeach. Afo pishle hizgar karban, even if he didn't mention a karban. Hareze nadar be'karban. It's as if he made a neder in a karban. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'omer Yerushalayim. If somebody says this should be Yerushalayim, then that's meaningless. He didn't say Ki Yerushalayim, so that does not have meaning. This will explain more. All the rounds are on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and that's where we're going to explain this more fully. Okay, we're going to hold it here. You're welcome to join us at 10 p.m. We're going to have a short shir of Chidushim, new material that we never said. L'kavod Rameir Ba'anes. Shkoyach, everyone. I feel like I'm going to go to the
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.